From Hollywood, here's Mickey Rooney, Lewis Stone, and Faye Holden in The Hardy Family. We're proud to present The Hardy Family, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer motion picture series, which brought delight to millions and reflected the common joys and tribulations of the average American family. And now here are the same great stars and the parts they created on the screen. Lewis Stone, Mickey Rooney, and Faye Holden, The Hardy Family. Of the Hardy family is about to reach an end. Great-grandma Bess stitched the finest quilts in town. Grandma Maggie tatted the best lace doilies in the county. And Mrs. Hardy holds all prizes for knitting the most beautiful Afghan robes. But so far, the only thing Andy Hardy seems destined to sow is wild oats.
Emily, may I interrupt you long enough to ask a question?
Certainly, James.
Well, I've been sitting at this table here for 15 minutes.
Oh, goodness, that's a hard question, dear. I don't think I know the answer.
Well, the question is, why am I sitting here?
Well, that's obvious, dear. You're having your breakfast.
Oh, am I? Mm-hmm. Look at my plate.
What do you... Oh, the plate. Yes, it's a lovely plate, isn't it?
Yes, but there's nothing on it.
James, really, you shouldn't gobble your food so fast.
I've been gobbling. I've just been sitting here waiting and drooling.
Thank you, dear. The hot cakes were good, weren't they?
Emily, if you can tear yourself away from your knitting for just a moment, you'll realize that you haven't served me any breakfast yet.
Oh, goodness, I'm sorry, dear. I'll get you some hot cakes right away.
The same thing happens every year at this time. I wish you wouldn't take your study club's charity bazaar quite so seriously.
James, I may have on my, I'm going to win first prize for my knitting this year.
It's not worth the torture you go through, my dear.
Oh, I love every minute of it.
All right, then it's not worth the torture I go through. A household routine completely disrupted, meals at all hours, knitting needles in my bed.
Oh, James, you're exaggerating. There, you'll feel better after you've had your hotcakes.
Oh, thank you.
I put butter and syrup on them already. See, I give you even better service at these times.
Emily.
Yes, dear?
Well, either this knife is very dull or I'm trying to carve a potholder.
Dear.
May I trade this in for some hot cakes, please?
I'm afraid I didn't make any, dear. We're having bacon and eggs this morning.
Oh, that's fine. Anything just so it's food.
We're out of bacon.
Well, I'll settle for eggs.
I forgot to get some.
Oh, Emily, don't tell me that...
Oh, now, dear. This is such a difficult stitch. Knit one, purl two...
Well, Emily, may I suggest that...
James, don't you think this Afghan robe I'm knitting is the best I've ever done?
Oh, I give up. Yes, it's beautiful, Emily, it's beautiful. Now, may I ask...
Oh, yes, dear, they're on top of the dresser.
What? The hot cakes?
I put them in with your handkerchiefs.
Emily, I don't believe you even know that I'm here.
Oh, you're sweet, James.
Emily, I'm leaving you.
Your hat's on the hall table, dear.
I'm running away with a chorus girl.
Have a nice time, dear.
But I'll take you back for just a couple of hotcakes.
Well, good morning, everyone. Am I late for breaking the fast?
Good morning, son. Yes, I believe there's one potholder left.
What was that?
James, is that someone at the front door?
Emily, it's our son, Andrew.
Oh. Well, tell them we don't want one. We already have a son, Andrew.
Mom, what was that again, please?
Oh, good morning, dear. Sit right down. I'll get you some hotcakes.
You take my advice, son. You'll save a lot of time by going to a restaurant.
What's the matter? What's going on here?
The study club's charity bazaar.
Oh, I get it. I see the bazaar, yeah. Yeah, Mom's trying to finish her Afghan robe by tomorrow night, is that it?
Yes, your mother is with us in body only until after this contest.
No breakfast?
I wouldn't advise it. Andrew, I'll give you a lesson in real concentration right now. You just watch me.
All right.
Emily.
Yes, James.
I hope you lose the contest tomorrow.
Oh, that's awfully nice of you, dear.
You see, Annie? See what I mean?
It's amazing. Can I try?
Go ahead.
Mom, that thing you're knitting looks terrible.
Thank you, dear. I didn't think you'd noticed it.
You know, this is sort of weird. Nothing on her mind but knitting.
Well, now you know what people mean when they say tend to your knitting.
It's kind of pitiful to see someone get the knitting habit, though, huh?
Pitiful. It's like a drug.
Poor Mom. She doesn't hear a word we say. Dad?
What did I?
I sort of hate to suggest this, but, well, you know how she is when we try to go out and play a game of golf.
Yes, I know. Always finds a thousand and one things that need doing around the house.
Yeah, well, we'll never get another chance like this.
Oh, there you go. I think that's taking an unfair advantage.
Oh, come on, she'll never know the difference.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you're right. I'll get my club.
Good.
Well, James.
Yes, my dear.
You won't have time for golf. I want you to help me with this yarn now.
Sure you'll have time to drop me off at the courthouse, Andy?
Sure, Dad. Got a busy day, but I can manage it.
Don't forget that shopping list your mother gave you.
Shopping list? That was a list of the things she wanted me to do for the bazaar tomorrow night.
Well, that bazaar is the annual high spot in your mother's life.
See, I got to get chairs over to the town hall today, haul lumber for the booths, pick up 50 rolls of crepe paper, hang lanterns, get 50 rolls of tickets.
Hold on. How in the world can you do all that in one day?
That's nothing, Dad. I got to go out and sell at least 20 gallons of super spray to hold my job at the office, too.
I don't see how you manage so much activity.
Just happen to be supercharged, that's all, Dad. Full of energy, good red blood. Activity is what keeps me 10 jumps ahead of the other guys.
Hold it. Just a minute. Look over there, Andrew.
What's the matter?
Well, that's one of those portable X-ray trucks parked by the curb.
Oh, yeah, I heard it was coming to Carville. Free chest x-rays. That's a great thing. Something everyone should get.
That's right. You know, that's a wonderful idea. You know, we ought to stop a minute and take advantage of it.
See a doctor? Let him look inside of me?
No, Andrew.
Dad, I take care of the outside of me. Let the inside take care of itself.
Well, that didn't take very long, Andrew. And you're next, I believe.
Dad, you don't have to be afraid to tell me. Did you suffer much?
Oh, no, suffer that. Well, there's nothing to it.
I hope not, but every time I sit in a doctor's office, I begin to feel sick. Everybody that comes in looks sick.
You're next, young man.
Look at him. He's the sickest-looking character I ever saw.
Andrew. Huh? That's the doctor.
Oh, excuse me. Well, I'd better go in then, I guess.
All right, I'll wait for you.
Dad.
Yes?
Maybe I better come back tomorrow.
No. Go right in, only take a minute.
Okay, I'll... Dad.
Andrew, I assure you, it's completely painless.
Oh, sure, I know. Well, I feel kind of faint.
That's just because you haven't had any breakfast. Go on in.
All right. See you later, Dad.
Well, how do you do? Right over here, please.
Name Andrew Hardy, next to kin, Judge and Mrs. James Hardy, type of blood A. Just mail the body to any...
Well, now, there's no need to be nervous. Just remove your shirt, please.
No, I'm not nervous. How would you like me to pose, Doc? Alone or a family group shot?
Now, just face this plate and put your shoulders against it.
Yeah. What are you going to do behind my back there?
Just shooting a picture.
My profile is better.
No, please, hold still.
Wait. I don't want to know. I don't want to know what's going on. Let me out of here.
Please, I'm going to stop it now.
Let me live on in ignorance.
Quiet.
Oh, you stuck me with a needle. I'm bleeding.
what?
That was just the X-ray machine clicking.
That was just the what? Oh. What next?
That's all.
That's all? Well, that was easy. Hope you got a good picture, Doc. Ought to be a beauty.
Yes, I think your chest is all right.
Certainly, I was healthy. You think my chest is all right? What kind of a...
Well, you're very nervous for a young man.
Well, that's just energy, Doc. That's all. Just energy.
Well, as a doctor, I can warn you that it's very dangerous to be so high-strung.
It is?
Yes, you keep up at a pace like that and you'll explode one of these days.
Doc, I exploded the day I was born. I'm just a shower of sparks as it is.
Well, you'd better learn to slow down if you want to reach a ripe old age.
It's really serious.
Yes, indeed.
What's wrong with me, Doc?
Well, I think it's your adrenaline supply.
You mean I'm running low on adrenaline?
Running low? It's coming out of your ears.
Oh.
I wish there were some way to tap you and bottle the stuff. I could make a fortune.
Doc, you've got me worried. What can I do to relax? Huh? Relax. Slow down the pace. The pace that's too fast.
Well, there are a couple of very helpful therapeutic treatments.
Tell me, Doc. I want to live to be a ripe old guy.
Well, you need to concentrate and keep your mind from running away with it.
Well, what can I do? What?
Try basket weaving.
Try basket weaving?
Yeah.
Holy cats, I'm a salesman. I've got to be out and around all day ringing doorbells. What would people think of me if they came to their front door and found me sitting on the porch weaving a basket?
Yes, I'm afraid that's impractical in your case. Well, there is one more thing.
Oh, let me hear it.
It's something you can do at odd moments in the evening.
Yes.
Or during the day when you're just waiting for a customer, perhaps.
Yeah, well, good. That sounds like the idea. What is it?
Now, if you need my advice, you'll take it up right away.
Well, I will. Tell me what it is.
Knitting.
Hey!
From your
The Hardy Family, starring Mickey Rooney, Lewis Stone, and Faye Holden. There are two positive ways to avoid a frayed and shattered nervous system. Number one, stay away from Andy Hardy. And number two, stay away from Andy Hardy.
Give me that. Andrew, anyone seen the evening paper?
Oh, James, please. I've got to finish this afghan by tomorrow morning. One, girl, two.
Oh, good heavens. Andrew, have you seen the paper? Andrew!
Dad, please don't shout in my ear. You know how high-strung I am.
But have you seen the paper?
Shh. Knit one. Girl, two.
Ah, this is ridiculous. Andrew, it's all right for your mother to knit. She's made a lifetime hobby of it. But you...
I told you, Dad. It's to quiet me down. Keep me from being so nervous.
This house is getting positively eerie. I feel like I'm living with a couple of zombies.
Knit one, purl two. Knit one, purl two. Knit two.
Knit 23 and purl 95.
Oh, yeah!
Well, I just wanted to get into the conversation.
Oh. Oh, dear, I'll have to rip out a whole row.
I think I'll just leave the mistake in my knitting. It looks better than the other part.
This is a silly thing for a healthy young man to be doing on a beautiful evening.
Dad, look, do you want me to explode someday? Do you enjoy seeing me with frayed and jangled nerves?
Oh, your nerves.
Say, every time I walk down the street, little kids come running out.
What's that?
I jangle so loud they think I'm the ice cream wagon.
Well, have you got any extra yarn there?
What?
My nerves are about to snap, too. I may as well knit a few antimacassars or something.
Dad, look, please don't joke about this thing.
What is that thing you're knitting? Looks like an awning.
Yes. It happens to be a pair of very good Argyle socks.
Oh. Are they wearing them hip length this year?
You just don't understand knitting, Dad. I knit them long, put them on, and cut them off to fit.
Son, I wish you'd forget all about this knitting business. Wouldn't you rather go over and see Polly Bennett tonight?
No. I just look at her and get nervous all over. Now, look, you. Oh, you made me drop a stitch.
Well, wouldn't you much rather be out riding by the lake with Polly?
Knit one, purl two, knit one, purl two.
Strolling in the moonlight.
Knit one, purl two, knit one, purl two, knit one, purl two.
Feeling a kiss.
No, knit 6, 5, 12, knit four. Oh, for God's sake, Dad.
Andrew, where are you going?
Over to Polly Benedict's.
What?
If it turns out as good as your description, I may come home with a complete nervous breakdown.
Andy, isn't the lake beautiful tonight?
Oh, yeah, I guess so, Pa.
You haven't driven me out here for a long time.
I know. Polly, look, I'm very, very nervous. I'm a nervous lad. Would you mind talking about business or something? Just, I'm nervous, Pa.
Business? Andy Hardy.
Okay, let's talk about the charity bazaar tomorrow night, dear.
Well, you didn't used to act this way when we parked out here.
I know, but
you used to want me to snuggle up close to you.
Look,
and
Polly, please.
Like
please.
This, and please, you put your arm around me.
Polly, you don't know what you're doing to my nervous system, Polly.
Look, and then with my face close to yours, like this. Do you remember what happened?
You made my ears start twitching.
What? Andy, what's wrong with you tonight?
You're looking at a man who's just a bundle of nerves.
Oh, that's silly. One little kiss and you'll be as calm and quiet as a lamb.
No, don't. I can feel my nerves tying into knots when you do that.
Well, if you're afraid of one little kiss, what's going to happen to you at the bazaar tomorrow?
The bazaar?
Yes. Did you forget you're in charge of the kissing booth?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, if you sell as many kisses as you did last year, you're going to be a nervous wreck.
I'll have to cut down on it. No more free ones.
Of course, you could let someone else take over the booth.
Polly, I promised Mom I'd do it. Who else can take in as much money as I can selling kisses?
Andy.
Yes, dear.
Wouldn't you like to give me a free sample tonight?
No, please, no samples. I've got to save my strength for tomorrow.
Oh, don't resist.
Huh?
Come here.
Oh, why do I have to be irresistible?
Now look at me again.
Huh?
There.
Yes, dear.
Doesn't that do something to you?
I gotta relax. I gotta concentrate. I gotta...
Andy, darling.
What, dear?
Isn't there something you'd like to do right now?
Yes.
Well?
Knit one, purl two.
Some shindig.
Hi, Beezy. Enjoying the bazaar?
Well, I'll say. I bought 75 tickets and I can't use them all up. Had my fortune told 4 times.
I guess Mom's club must be taking in plenty of money.
What are you doing in that booth?
This is the kissing booth. 5 cents a kiss.
I'll take 20.
Beezy, look, I happen to be doing the kissing.
You mean I just get to watch?
No, you buy a ticket and you get to kiss me.
Oh. Well, I'll just try one and see if I like it.
Beezy, look, this is a booth for girls.
Gosh, you sure get the breaks. I wish I could work in a booth like that.
I wish you could, too. Every time I kiss a woman, I have to knit 10 rows to get my nerves back in shape.
Knit?
Yeah. I'm knitting these here socks, see? Yeah, it helps me relax.
Huh? Here I am again.
Oh, no, Gloria. Look, honey, give some of the other customers a chance, will you, dear?
Buckle up, Andy. I've got 15 tickets this time.
I'll be glad to take care of you for free, Gloria. I'm all puckered.
Oh, you horrible little man.
Oh!
You see, Beezy, some men can sell them and some men can't give them away.
All right, Andy.
Hmm? Oh, wait a minute, dear. Wait till I get my knitting. Okay, let's go. Knit one, purl two. Molly. Go spend them on the dart games.
Andy Hardy, I bought all these tickets so I could spend the rest of the night kissing you at this booth.
Polly, I'm a complete nervous wreck. I've knitted so much, I see Argyle spots before my eyes.
Well, I'm tired of seeing you kiss every girl in town. Here's my tickets, and you might as well put up a sold-out sign.
Okay, let's smooch.
And I've got 99 more tickets to go.
More yarn! More yarn! Hi, Mom. How's the bazaar going?
Oh, just fine, dear, but I wanted to see you.
Oh, Mom, please. I'm all smooched out.
Oh, I don't want to kiss you.
You don't?
Oh, no, that isn't what I mean. I'm just so nervous. They're going to judge the knitting in an hour.
Well, honey, look, now, don't you worry. That Afghan robe you made is a beaut, really. It's a first prize winner if I ever saw
it. Oh, I do hope so, Andy. You remembered to bring it over, didn't you?
Oh, sure. I...
Huh? Yeah, did you give it to Mrs. Roberts like I asked you?
Mrs. Roberts, yes, I gave it to her, Mom. It's all taken care of, dear.
Oh,
it's
good.
It's taken care of.
I'd better get back to my booth.
Yes, dear, goodbye.
Dear, I wish the contest were over.
Beezy, come here a minute.
Hi, Andy.
But I forgot to bring my mother's entry for the knitting contest. Run over to the house and get it for her, will you?
Knitting?
Yeah, it's on top of the radio. An Afghan.
An Afwich?
Just bring the thing on top of the radio and get it over here quick. Give it to Mrs. Roberts in the booth number 3.
Yeah, okay.
Booth 3.
Booth 3, over.
That's right. Oh, that was close.
Hello, Andrew.
Oh, hello, Dad.
Quite an affair, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. It's sellout. My nerves are completely frayed.
Your nerves? Haven't you forgotten about your nerves yet?
Dad, you don't know how much good knitting has done me, though. Why, I've been able to keep from going crazy today just by knitting.
That's an enormous sock you've knitted there. You do it all today?
Oh, I just knitted this at the beginning of the... Dad, this isn't the sock I was knitting.
Hmm?
It's Mom's Afghan. This is terrible. Beezy will pick up my Argyle sock and enter it instead. Mom is counting on her Afghan being in the contest.
Well, you've got it right there in your hand. All you have to do is take it over and enter it.
Dad, I can't.
Why not?
Who ever heard of an Afghan robe with a heel and a toe in it?
Here again is the Hardy family.
Oh, dear. I wish they'd get this contest over. I can't stand the suspense.
Mom, why don't you go home and we'll bring the result to you?
Oh, no. I don't want to miss hearing me get first prize.
Well, you ought to remember, a lot of wonderful things entered in this contest.
Yeah.
Oh, but James, you do think my Afghan is the best, don't you?
Well, I certainly do, Emily. I certainly do. That's the Afghanest Afghan I ever saw. Hope nothing happens to it.
Oh, don't be silly. It won't run or fade or shrink.
Yeah, it might get a heel or toe in it, though.
What?
Nothing, Mom. Nothing. Only, please, look, dear. Just go home and relax.
Be quiet. I think this is it.
Ladies and gentlemen, quiet everyone. We are now going to award first prize in the hand-knitting department.
James, you go out and take the award. I don't think I can make it.
Well, now, Emily, you must consider the possibility of losing.
Yeah, you're a cinch to lose, Mom.
What? I don't understand.
It gives me great pleasure to award first prize for this wonderful piece of work.
James, Andy, I can't see. Do the colors in the Afghan show up nicely?
Well, it's not your Afghan, dear.
This is the most unusual piece of knitting the judges have ever seen. But unfortunately, there was no name attached to it. Will the owner please come up and claim first prize for this pot holder?
Pot holder? A pot holder got first prize?
Holy cats.
What's the matter, dear?
That's my Argyle sock.
Program was written by Jameson Brewer. Direction is by Joe Bigelow. Original music was composed and conducted by Jerry Fielding. Supporting cast included Eleanor Tannen, Dick Crenna, Frank Gerstle, Patty Chapman, and Lee Brooks. Jack McCoy speaking.